Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan is worried about natural gas shortages that could affect the city during coming winters. Sullivan says South Central Alaska's economy is built on natural gas and that Anchorage's 40-year growth has literally been fueled by natural gas. Natural gas provides the base fuel for 85 to 90% of the kilowatt hours produced by area electrical utilities. Sullivan says this winter there is enough gas to provide for city needs, but dwindling Cook Inlet gas supplies could create a shortage in the future.
As the gas fields age and the pressure declines, we know that's a continuing and growing problem. So the producers and NSTAR over the years have added compressors to help maintain pressure in the system. And even though a disruption isn't considered likely, preparing for a potential gas delivery problem really is just good public policy.
Sullivan has created long and short-term task forces to deal with the possibility of future gas disruptions. This week, he met with Rail Belt Utilities managers and city officials to outline how the public will be asked to respond to the energy situation in case a crisis occurs.
Customers are going to be asked to do a fairly simple thing for the most part, things we can all do, like turning down our thermostats, turning off unnecessary lights and electronics, postponing doing laundry or dishes, and it was amazing to me as somebody explained to me that if on a given day everybody just didn't do their wash that day, incredible amount of load is taken off the system.
Although utility managers already keep in close contact with one another regarding energy interruptions, Sullivan has outlined a plan to both alert and include the public in dealing with shortages. Three steps, stable, caution, and alert, will be used to monitor energy availability, and customers will be asked to respond to each by setting thermostats lower, reducing the temperature on hot water heaters, and in the worst cases, consolidating living activities to a few rooms to conserve heat. Sullivan says the city is initiating a media campaign to alert the public to the emergency system. He says later this month, the city will conduct a test exercise, asking communities to curtail energy consumption to see how much energy can be saved by homeowners. Sullivan says short-term power outages will only be used by the electric companies as a last resort.